War and conflict are a fact of life. All around the globe, war is raging. Conflict is a daily fact of life. The question is, where's God? Has he deserted us? Or is he right there in the middle of it all? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we kick off a new series of messages called Discovering God in Our Suffering. If I were to ask you how many wars are being fought in the world right now, what would your answer be? 5 or 10? Well, I guess it depends on how you define a war. The United Nations defines major wars as military conflicts inflicting 1,000 battlefield deaths per year. In 1965, there are about 10 major wars underway. There are currently about 8 major wars underway, down from 15 at the end of 2003, and as many as 24 lesser conflicts ongoing with varying degrees of intensity. Most of those are civil or intrastate wars, fueled as much by racial and ethnic or religious animosities as by ideological fervour. Most victims are civilians, a feature that distinguishes modern conflict. I mean, during World War I, civilians made up fewer than 5% of all casualties. Today, 75% or more of those killed or wounded in wars are non-combatants. Africa, to a greater extent than any other continent, is afflicted by war. Africa has been marred by more than 20 major civil wars since 1960. Rwanda, Somalia, Angola, Sudan, Liberia, and Burundi are among those countries that have recently suffered serious armed conflict. Now, they're pretty scary statistics. The source, by the way, is the website globalsecurity.org. It lists 42 significant conflicts going on in the world today. And really, at any one time, we can expect between 40 and 50 to be going on. Now, you might say to me, Bernie, why are you talking about wars today? Well, even though I'm an Australian, yes, this program is heard across Australia and New Zealand and many Western countries, I've done a quick tally. So this program is also heard in Africa, in the Pacific, in Asia, and on the subcontinent. And there are at least as many people listening to this program today who live in a conflict zone or in a place that's recovering from a conflict as there are who are living in relative affluence in the West. I regularly receive responses from people in refugee camps, people who've lost family members. One man wrote to us just a few weeks ago who'd lost 14 members of his extended family in a war. A dear friend of mine in Africa, his brother was killed just a couple of months ago in a conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. One of the stations that airs this program in Africa regularly gets attacked by rebels. We in the West, we see this stuff on our brand new plasma or LCD flat panel TVs, and we're almost desensitized. And to be really blunt, the people are normally black or Asian or Middle Eastern, and our news services place so much more emphasis and importance on white European people being killed than black or Asian or Middle Eastern. It's really sad, but it's true. There is suffering happening today around the world on a mass scale. And the affluent West kind of tunes out because it's too hard. But each of these statistics involves countless millions of people suffering in ways that, frankly, I can't understand. How many refugees do you think there are in the world today? The answer is 15 to 20 million, up from 3 million in the 1970s. How many slaves are there in the world today? Over 20 million people are living in slavery and bondage. Many of those children, many forced into prostitution. There's countless more people who are oppressed, people who live in constant fear of being arrested, where there's no due process of law, no judicial independence, no presumption of innocence, not even a requirement for them to be charged before they're thrown into jail and they rot there for the next 2 decades or the rest of their lives. Countless wives are being beaten, women are being raped, children are being exploited. There is an unimaginable human toll. 25,000 children die each day of starvation. And it raises a huge question. If God is God, how can he allow this to happen? How can he allow this to go on? How could he create a world where people suffer like this? Do you struggle with that? I do. I know the answer. I know. God gave each of us a free will, and humanity has such an amazing capacity to exercise that freedom with indescribable greed and depravity that bring on this suffering, that bring on these wars. I want to talk specifically today to those who are suffering in these places, to the woman in the refugee camp whose husband and sons have been killed in the conflict, to the husband whose wife has been raped, to the parents who can't provide food for their children because the rebels won't let the food come through. God didn't cause this, and God is not punishing you. And I can't give you an answer as you ask the question, why me? I just can't. But I can tell you this. Jesus is in that place with you. He's been beaten. He's been spat on. He's been rejected. He was crucified and suffered the most brutal death on that cross 2,000 years ago. And he knows. He knows what it is to suffer firsthand. He is in that place with you right now. Psalm 9, verse 9 says that the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in times of trouble. And Jesus said this. You can read it in Luke chapter 4. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, to recover the sight of the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." There are so many aid agencies around the world, government and non-government organizations, doing so much good work, but so often they can't get through. There's graft and there's corruption and there's war and there's stealing and there's plundering and there's looting. One thing that's incorruptible, one thing that's pure and that brings life is the Word of God. And through this marvel of radio in Africa, where 90% of people have access and listen to radio, more than have access to clean drinking water, actually, I just want to feed your spirit today with God's Word. With Jesus, who will never leave you or forsake you. When you place your faith in him, whether it's a war in Africa or in the subcontinent, or it's just a conflict, if people are dying, or maybe you live in the affluent West, you know, and you just are going through conflict in your life right now that's just ruining life, I want you to place your faith in him. Let him provide for you and keep you. Look to him and him alone. Jesus said, "I will never, ever leave you or forsake you." And for those of us in the West, people who aren't impacted by war, I want to ask you to do two things. Firstly, to pray. Maybe God will lay a specific place or a region or a people group on your heart. Pray regularly for them. And secondly, do something practical. Provide. Give sacrificially. Find a way to put food on just one family's table in a war zone. Pay for one operation. God is calling us not just to sit here, but to make a difference, to be used, to be Christ in that place. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting deeper into His Word. God's Word, fresh for you each day. So to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. And when you do subscribe, you'll also receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage at ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.